United Way Building. I'm attorney David Walker, the corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And become the church, alive, active. Amen. In chapter 41, verse 46, and Joseph was 30 years old. Make note of that, 36. I'm sorry, 30 years old. He started out at 17, right? And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Next verse. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. Hold it there for a minute. How many years? And how old was Joseph? So 7 plus 30 is what? So that kind of comes back to 2017. 20 plus to 17, where we started. But by the time he was 30 when he started, but the 7 years of plenty was the time that God prospered him and prospered with plenty. And it says here, what does it say? And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. Next verse. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years. So he's 37 now. Which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. Last verse. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. Are you ready for miracles? Come on, I said, are you really ready for miracles? That's a sad clap. How many are really ready for the miraculous? Here he is, the 7 years of plenty. In that 7 years, he laid up so much, it was without number. Again, that number 37, 2017. We're not going to stop there. In Genesis 47, verse 11, after all of that miraculous acceleration, it says, and Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Next verse, and Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all of his father's household with bread according to their families. What God is showing us here, I believe, in 2017 is going to be a manifestation of what I've called the Joseph Company. Those that are sent before in order to establish the Goshen, the spiritual place of welfare and refuge for the church before the famine. I'm telling you, it's coming. You might well forget about trying to get out of here. You're going to be here. You might well forget about trying to avoid this, that, and the other. No, you're going through it. Say amen, lights. I said, you're going through it. I had a dream this morning, and I saw the glory and the light of God over people. And I heard the Spirit say that the church would go through, but they would be victorious. You see, God is about getting a bride without spot. He's going to iron out all them wrinkles. Without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, without any such thing. Present himself a glorious bride. That's why we know all things are working together for the good. God will only allow certain things to come against you in measure. He knows if it's too much for you, he ain't gonna let it come at you. Hello, somebody. See, but you, if you fondle and coddle your flesh all the time, you can't take nothing. But you better learn to take some stuff and die to yourself and nail yourself to that cross, because the only safe place is going to be in Christ. Amen. I said the only safe place, the only place of victory is going to be in Jesus. The nature of Christ governing and ruling your life. Everything else is going to torment you. Everything else, the devil's going to have access to it. That dark matter. That evil, fallen nature. It is sad but true, there are carnal saints. You're going to make it, but you're going to be beat up bad. A lot of stuff you bring on yourself because you give place to the devil. Okay, let me wind up with this. I want to show you this miracle, these miracles. Luke chapter 5. And I'm sharing with you what God has shown me, whether you believe it or not. I know what he's showing me, but to you that believe, receive it. Hide it in your heart. 2017 is going to be a year of victory. It's going to be a year of favor. It's going to be a year of breakthrough. It's going to be a year of rising up in the midst of the darkness. Darkness is going to reign, but grace is going to prevail. It's not going to get any lighter in the world. It's going to get darker. Evil men are going to wax worse and worse. We're going to hear stuff we ain't never heard of before. But while all that's going on, Jesus is still going to be raising up his church. Raising up his church. Against who the gates of hell shall not prevail. He will have no access to you. You are off limits. The veil is the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. Your yieldedness to God's dealing gives you stature in the spirit realm. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Somebody say, the net broke. This has been somewhat a description of the mindset of the church. Lord, we've fished all night. We ain't caught nothing, but because you said drop a net, we'll drop a net. He said nets, and they dropped a net, and the net broke. Now get that back up for me, the same verses. Give me the next verse. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. We're going to revive you tonight. I said, we're going to revive you tonight. We're going to resurrect you tonight. What? See, their negligence, their carnal mindedness, the blessing of the Lord got away from the net broke, and a whole lot of what God gave them got away. And what they did get on the boat caused the boats to begin to sink. It was all messed up. The blessing of God, because the way they handled it, was all messed up. Tell me that ain't the church today. I'm not being critical, because God's going to change everything. Watch what I tell you. Everything's going to change. Sovereignly, God's going to change it. But that's the mindset of the church. We fished all night and ain't caught nothing. That's because you were fishing. You were in your own strength. You were doing it your own way. And you ain't got nothing, ain't caught nothing, and won't catch anything. That's been the MO of the church. Weak, impotent. Tell somebody, all that's getting ready to change. For some of us, overnight, stuff is going to change. I said God's going to accelerate some things. Things are going to change overnight. Why? Because there's not a lot of time. God will have him a remnant. So see what happened there? That was before the resurrection. They were just, you know, okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to go tonight. Net all broken, boat sinking. But because God loves you, and because he's sovereign, and because it's not by your power nor by your might, but by his spirit, tell somebody there's a power shift. Stuff is shifting right now. Even as we talk, stuff is shifting into and toward this new year. Come on. I said it is shifting into this new year. It's going to be a different thing for you this year. Amen. It's going to be a whole other story for you this year. Expect extraordinary favor. If you get me John chapter 21. After the resurrection. After this, it'd be just about time to shout and celebrate the start of the new year. John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Now, I just want you to take note. You go back and read it yourself. There's seven of them. There's seven in that number. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Sound familiar? Sounds just like Luke chapter 5, doesn't it? Okay? But when the morning was now come. Somebody say in the morning. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.